Welcome to The Examine, your daily prayer hosted by Father James Martin and brought to you by America Media, a Jesuit ministry. Please consider supporting this podcast by getting a digital subscription to America. A subscription gives you access to all of our content and supports the production of The Examine podcast. Please visit americamagazine.org/subscribe. The link is in the show notes.
Hi, I'm Father Jim Martin. I'm about to lead you through a traditional Jesuit prayer to help you notice where God has been in your day. But first, here's our weekly reflection. This week we celebrate the feast days of some of the greatest saints in the Church: St. Francis of Assisi, St. Gregory the Great, St. Jerome, and my favorite of all saints, St. Thérèse of Lisieux. So here's a question to think about. What part do the saints play in your life? For some of us, they've always been an important aspect of our spiritual lives. We see them as the Church sees them, as our patrons and companions. In other words, we ask them for their prayers from their posts in heaven, and they provide us with models of the Christian life. As the Jesuit theologian Karl Rahner once said, a saint teaches us to be a Christian in this particular way. But for some of us, devotion to the saints may seem a bit weird, kind of antiquated, or even strange. For people in that category, I usually say, get to know them first as people. After all, none of the saints except the Blessed Virgin Mary was perfect. They all sinned, they all made mistakes, they all struggled. Read a good biography of a saint whose story appeals to you. Understand them within the context of their times, of course, but try to find in them a model. Then you might find that you feel close to them and start to pray to them and ask for their prayers. And they'll be ready for you. They've been waiting a long time to hear from you. Now, let's enter into the examine and review the past day. If you're listening to this in the daytime, we'll look back at yesterday. If it's in the evening, when most people pray the examine, we'll look back at today. I'll lead you through the meditation, and after each step, we'll give you time to reflect. First, take a deep breath. Just relax and ask God to be with you. If you'd like, you might imagine yourself sitting with Jesus. But whatever way you do it, let yourself enter into God's presence. Remember, this is a conversation with God, and your time to look back over your day with God. Now call to mind two or three things from today that you're grateful for. They need not be big things. Anything that blessed your day. Call each of them to mind, one by one. Savor them and thank God for them. Now let's review your whole day from start to finish, from your getting up to your going to bed. Try to notice where God has been. Where did you accept God's invitation to be loving, to be grateful, to be yourself? And where did you turn away from it? Think about specific people, places, and events. Let's start from your getting up this morning. What was it like? Did you eat breakfast or skip it? Were you rushed? Calm? What was the beginning of your day like? Where was God? Now think about the rest of your morning. What did you do? Where did you notice God? In what people and places and events did you encounter God? Take your time and just notice. Let's move to the middle of your day, around lunchtime. What was that time of day like? As you cast your mind back, what do you notice? Now we're in the afternoon. What happened? Whom did you speak with? What did you do? Where did you encounter God? When you're ready, move to the evening, around dinner time. Just notice what happened. Where was God present to you? Now remember with God the end of your day. What happened? Call the end of your day to mind and notice where God was and how you responded. Now take a deep breath and pause. As you looked back over your day with God, you probably remembered some things that you regret, because none of us are perfect. Remember those things now, even your sins, and express sorrow to God. Ask God for forgiveness. If they're serious sins, you might want to think about going to confession. But for now, just ask God for forgiveness and the grace to do better. Now take another deep breath and call to mind something that came up in your exam just now that was especially meaningful. Just bring it before God. Maybe you'd like to say something to God about it and let God say something to you. Thank you. Now take a deep breath and ask for the grace to see God in the next day. Amen. Until tomorrow, this is Father James Martin. Keep noticing.